Okay, Be'ezer Hashem, tonight I wanted to share with you, instead of 10 minute Musar, 10 minute Chassidus, and start out with a couple of fascinating gematrias in regards to Yosef and Chanukah, and then see what lessons they could shed on our lives. Yosef is gematria Antiochus. Do the math at home. Yosef is also the gematria Tzion. At least Tzion, that sounds interesting. Antiochus sounds crazy. The one who made that famous, that Yosef's gematria Antiochus, is my wife's ancestor, the Bnei Yisaskar. It's in the Bnei Yisaskar that Yosef's gematria Antiochus. And of course, the style of Bnei Yisaskar, I always tease my wife and say, I can't understand what he's saying. I don't understand Bnei Yisaskar. But so it's left off as an hour door. We have to sort of grapple with it again. Mechadosh, what exactly does that mean? Finally, of course, it's well known that Chanukah is the culmination of the Yom Tovim. And in the cycle of the Jewish calendar, Shmini Atzeres, Hoshana Rabbah, all of those things in their unique state of the culminating Yom HaKippurim in Chassidus, Zayis Chanukah is the completion. Why? How? What does that mean? Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu. We were Zoche, all of us that were sitting here to have learned by the Talmidim. I came to the Yeshiva of the year that Rav Yosef Dov Halevi Zalveitchik Zatzal, Rav Yoshe Ber, passed away, who we refer to in America as the Rav. And one of the most important drashos, in my opinion, that the Rav ever gave was Yosef and his brothers. It's understood by many of the Talmidim of the Rav that this drasha about Yosef and his brothers was also autobiographical, where Rav Soloveitchik describes that Yosef, the machlokus between him and his brothers, is that the brothers perceived that Yosef was doing things that were too different and were undermining certain things that were mesoras that they had held that were dear. Yosef doesn't go to pasture with his brothers. Yosef's not interested in that. And the brothers, the machlokes between Yosef and Echav, is that the brothers feel that on some level that's a begida, it's a rebellion against the Messiah. Because at the end of the day, how did Avraham Avinu find HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Messiah of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, all of them were shepherds. And Yosef, on some level, is being bogeyed on that. Yosef HaTzadik is Misakein Saroisav, Rashi says in the beginning of the Parsha. Now later on in the Parsha, Rashi says he's Misalsal the Saroisav. But in the beginning of the Parsha, Rashi says he's Misakein. Yosef HaTzadik dreams of being able to be Mechalkel, to provide in a context that's very, very different. In the language of the Rav, is that he foresaw, based on the haftachas that were said to Avraham Avinu, that they would be no longer in Canaan. They would be in the land, the foreign land, and no longer be able to be shepherds. They were going to need it to be integrated into a new economy with new styles of living. Yosef HaTzadik dreamt of a new framework within which the entire family could be preserved. The brothers didn't understand it, for they looked upon the future as a continuation of the present. Yosef HaTzadik represents the ability, he is the first great cosmopolitan man in the history of Klal Yisrael. And any person who's going to represent Torah, even representing Torah in a cosmopolitan context, has to be someone who's Misakin Sarosa. A shepherd doesn't need to fix his hair. And of course, there are two great yeshivas today in America that represent two slightly different traditions as far as this regard. And one could see parallels between the struggles of these two titans of yeshivas, which was a struggle between the two titans of Gedolei Torah in America. And they are Rav Aaron Kotler Zatzal and Rav Yoshe Ber Soloveitchik Zatzal. I've mentioned in the past that Rav Aaron, when he wanted to found Lakewood, he went with somebody to try to register Lakewood as a rabbinical college, and the WASP bureaucrat said, what is your college, rabbinical college, going to teach? He said, our goal the fellow who's representing, Reb Aaron didn't even speak Yiddish, so this fellow who's representing Reb Aaron said, our goal is to train rabbis and teachers, and Reb Aaron grabbed him by the sleeve and he says, Vazhak shtev, and he told him in Yiddish, he said, Nein zogen teir l'shma. And so he says, the rabbi says that in order, the deen wants us to emphasize, in order to be an effective rabbi and teacher, you have to say, Nein zogen az meler nor teir l'shma. Teir l'shma, nish rabbonim, nish nechanchim, nor teir l'shma. That's how, one of the ways Teir was built in America. Midach Kisa, Yeshivas Rabbi Yitzhak Elchanan, there was a smicha program where rabbanim were being trained to taught, trained to speak, trained to write, trained to teach. I had this chus, I'm teaching Rabbi Luchstein's grandson. He's in my shir this year. Rabbi Luchstein came to the shir. The amazing thing is, Rabbi Luchstein said he did the same milchamos that we were up to today. He did with the Rav 70 years ago. I told the boy, the world's a totally different place, but the milchamos stays the same. But at the end of the day, what did Rabbi Luchstein teach me? Rabbi Luchstein also taught us how to speak. All the shortcomings are my own, not his. He's fabulous. That was my first time I was able to say thank you to him. A fundamental two different Messiahs, which Lanias Daiti is Elu Velu Divrei Kim Chaim. And Rabbi Yoshe Ber felt that he was misunderstood by some of his brothers. At the end of the day, the Bechina of Yosef HaTzadik is a role model that's so important to us. This is the first description of someone who goes to work. Every day the Yetzirah comes. And the Yetzirah is a struggle of Yom Yom. At a Talmud, Mirtz Hashem, I think he dreams of becoming a Rebbe as well. He had a very beautiful deal. We said that in one place it says that Yosef was misaken Saros, his name is Barry Klein. He pointed out that in one place it says that Yosef was misaken Saros, and the other place says misalsa. Yosef started out being misaken. You know what it means, Yosef is gematria Antiochus? What it means is that Yosef, in all of his beauty and in his cosmopolitan component, the first great civilization is Greece, and Yosef represents that confrontation with Greece. Yafyefusa shel Yefes, which is Yavan. Yavan has Chashivus. The Torah could be written in Greek. It's the only other language it could be written in. Why? Because there is an aesthetic and there's a value in Greece, but it has to be Yafyefusa shel Yefes ba'olei shem. Yosef falls a little bit, maybe. Originally, he was misaken Saroysev to bring Torah to the cosmopolitan world, and then ultimately he's misalsa the Saroysev. Yosef could chas v'chalilu become Antiochus, but the way in which Yosef becomes one of the most important figures in Klal Yisrael is he's mitzarif that with Yosef HaTzadik, and that is the bechina of Tzion. The Beis HaMikdash, which was challenged by the Yevonim and the Misyavnim, the Beis HaMikdash represents the Tziruf of the Oilam Aruchani and the Oilam Agashmi. We spoke in the past, Yerushalayim, Ir Shechur Belo Yachtav, Yerushalayim, two Yerushalayims, Yerushalayim Shalmal, Yerushalayim Shalmata. Yerushalayim Shalmata is a house for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a physical house, a beautiful house, a beautiful house. It has a bedroom, it has a beautiful menorah, it has a mizbeach. And so therefore Tzion represents the ability to take this bechina of Yosef, this bechina of Antiochus, and also to be mitzarif at the tzidkus. When do the Yevonim have a power over us? The relationship between Yosef and Chanukah is so profound. Sfasema speaks about Tafresh, Shnas Tafresh, Mem Vav. It's not a coincidence that every year Hanukkah falls out with the parashas of Yosef. Yosef is Bechol Yom. It says the Bach Tafresh Ayin. The reason why the Yevonim and the Misyavnim gain strength over us is because we were misrashel ba'avoda. What avoda? The Bach mentions the tamid and the lahalos ner of the menorah. In other words, that when the koach of Yavan begins to entrench, when we become misrashel and avoda of the yom yom. Now we get to the Jewish calendar. Rav Hirsch writes, I've heard this from Rav Ginsburg, that Rav Hirsch writes, the Cheshvan is chashul, Cheshvan is silent. It's the opportunity to take all of the ideals of the young Noroyim and Sukkis and put them into a daily routine. So Cheshvan, we get a chance. We succeed on some level and we fail on some level. The Yom Yom, the Halos Tamid, the Karban Tamid. Then Chanukah comes, and that's the tikkun. The Nes Pach HaShemen, that is the tikkun. How? And this is the key. This is the key of how, whether we're B'chinas Yosef or Yosef HaTzadik. This is the key of whether the avoda of the Talmud is done appropriately or not. You know, they say, there was a psychiatrist that once was sitting in front of a few clients. And when I was studying psychology, this was like a nightmare of mine. I would end up in this position, you know, sitting in a psychiatric ward. I always dreamed, like, who are you going to talk to? The psychiatrist wanted to have a normal, healthy human conversation with somebody. So he's sitting with three guys, and he turns to the first one and says, "What's 9 times 9? Guy looks at him without being honest, says, 276. He's like, "Oh my." Turns to the second guy, says, "What's 3 times 3? I said, 9 times 9, 3 times 3. 3 times 3. He says, "What's 3 times 3? So he says, the second guy looks at him for a second, he says, "Tuesday." He turns to the third guy, he says, "What's 3 times 3? The guy says, 9. He says, "So," the psychiatrist gets excited. He says, "Great, how'd you get to that?" He said, "Of course, I subtracted Tuesday from 276. So a person can know the answer. He could know that Chanukah is the answer. But at the end of the day, if he doesn't understand how 3 times 3 works, how Chanukah works, so he knows that Pi Chasidus, Chanukah is all these Hechar Inyanim, Zois Chanukah, Zois Chanukah, Zois Chanukah, every Tzedakah organization, Zois Chanukah, Zois Chanukah. But what does it mean? What does Zois Chanukah mean in the context of the broader year? What does that have to do with Pchinas Yosef Antiochus? What does it have to do with being Misrashel Ba'avot v'chule v'chule? Israel Shem tried to give out fun. Next 6-7 minutes. I've said over in the past, beautiful part from a Meir Tversky Shlita. I think it comes from Sifrei Chasidus. The Rav Tversky pointed out that the menorah is specifically supposed to be lit between 3 and 10 tefachim of the ground to the ground. Which is really strange because the Gemara in Sukkah says that the Shechina comes dafka specifically up until 10 tefachim. And that's the height of the Aron. So why is the menorah dafka below? Why do we go to the area where there is no Shechinta? Similarly, I'd like to add to what Rav Tversky was driving at, is that when it comes to Chanukah, the Be'er Hetiv quotes the Chacham Tzvi, that you're not supposed to be shoveis mimalacha. There is no Isser Malacha, you're not allowed to even be knowing Isser Malacha on Chanukah. Therefore, that was one thing that we did right in Yeshivas Rebbe Yitzchak Elchanan. I don't know if who will decide. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will decide Eilu Ve'Eilu Divrei Elokim Chayim. But one thing was right. That was a regular day. It was a regular day. Here in Eretz Yisrael, L'Nias Daiti, there's too much Bittul Torah. In our night call, we have to continue learning. That, you know, that 8 days, you know, it's supposed to be a regular day in, day out. It wasn't supposed to be a time for Tiyulim, etc., etc., etc. Don't tell my wife I said that. But at the end of the day, it wasn't supposed to be that. It was supposed to there's no Isser Malacha. It's supposed to be a regular day. So the Yisod of Tversky Shlita said was that the menorah is supposed to light up the mundane. The Nora, the Nesa, the Pach HaShemen, the Tahara, the Pach HaShemen, is that a Jew's koach to be able to find kedusha in that area that's below Asarat Tefachim. And that is where our forefathers have become weak, And when we become weak in that, then the Bechina of Yavan, the Bechina of Yosef, becomes separate from the Bechina of Tzadik, and that's where Antiochus comes in. Where Yosef now has lost his unique identity to be able to be mitzaref, to join those two worlds, the ability to be a cosmopolitan man, to be able to recreate Klal Yisrael in an entirely new, modern environment, then he falls and he succumbs like so many have. And so many who even claim the flag of Rav Soloveitchik, who have succumbed and have fallen to modernity, in which Yosef and the Tzaddik begin to come separate from each other. So the Avodah of Chanukah is the Avodah, and we'll get to practically how, Be'ezer Hashem, in a moment, is the Avodah in which a person begins to light up that area that's Lamata Me'asara, and the area where there is Mamash Malach and there's all the Gashmis. That's the culmination of the cycle of the year. The whole Avodah of Sukkis, Man Simcha Seinu, we've described in the past, Sukkis is all about a tziruf of the Gashmi B'toch Anane HaKavod. That's what Sukkis is. Cheshvon is the test, whether we're able to do it, and we passed a little and we failed a little. And Kislev is the way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a matana, a little matana, a little light, to be able to be mechazik ourselves a little more in how to be able to be mekadesh that area of Lamata Me'asara Tefach. Zok Deshei Mishmur, page Kuf Nun Ches in Parshas Miketz, says the Shei Mishmur like this. You know why there is no Isser Malacha? He says Al Pi Kabbalah. Beautiful idea. We all know Al Pi Kabbalah, when there's a day that has tremendous Kedusha, one of the Avodas is to make sure that the Chitzon, the Chochmas HaChitzon, and the Kochos HaChitzonim don't trap and entangle the Kedushas HaYom. Hence the Shem Yishmael writes, there's an Isser Malacha. Because the moment you would have Malacha, then we're afraid that the Malacha will entangle the Kedushas HaYom. However, Chanukah doesn't have an Isser Malacha. You know why? Says the Shem Yishmael, because the Pach HaShemen is lit outside the house. Like here we do in our Tzeyu HaKadosha, the Ner Mitzvah, the Torah Or, is outside, and that is placed on the Gevul HaRishus HaRabim. The Rishus HaRabim of Yavan that is not supposed to be Mashpia on the Bayis HaYehudi, so there you put the Ner Chanukah, then you could keep up the regular Avodas HaYom, the regular Malacha B'chulei B'chulei, if you have the Ner and the Pach on the Gevul. What does it mean in practical terms? Everybody knows where Yavan has challenged his boundary. And by the way, it applies in Ramat Beit Shemesh, it applies in Washington Heights, it applies in Flatbush, it applies in Five Towns, and it applies in Square, and it applies in Lakewood. Everywhere there is a boundary, and the Yetzirah tries to penetrate that boundary. So some people just make red lines. Red lines! They do their best to make sure that the Yetzer doesn't penetrate the red lines. Zok Deshei Mishmul, deeper. What one needs to do is, on the red line, that's where you put the Ner Mitzvah of the Torah Or. So where a person knows where his red line is, and it's hard, it's not easy, on that place, that's where he puts another bit of light. And that's how you mekadesh the Tachton. There, right where there's the struggle between Yavam, between Antiochus and Yosef, what's going to define, that's where you put it. Number two is Tzmidus. Second thing, the way in which we fight it, and that's Mufurish, that's what came out from the Bach, we were Misrashel in Tzmidus. The way in which we fight Yavam is not with heavy slogans, is not with ideas where we try to block everything out. Filters are extremely important, but at the end of the day, the battle is through Tzmidus. I was so thrilled. It was a very successful businessman just called me tonight. And he said to me, it's interesting, he's a Talmid in his business. So he called me up. He just started listening to my Daf Yomi. I know him tangentially. I was very surprised. He told me someone just started Vincent Daf Yomi, a very successful businessman. And he said to me, you missed 2 days of the Daf Yomi. A businessman, when you do a venture, that's it. You do it right. That's it. He's doing Bli Ayin Hara. He told me, six years and another few months, and Mirtz Hashem, he has Be'ez Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give him koach. He doesn't, I don't know how much of a background he has in Torah and in learning. But the point is that, and he understands for himself, that this is the most important thing, the Tmidus. The Tmidus is what keeps Yavan out. It's not the walls and the walls and the walls and the walls and the walls. For sure, walls are important. For sure, filters are important, etc. But it's a Tmidus that's actually had a Talmud, who I believe in a few years from now is going to be a very, very prominent doctor and Rav. Like Rabbi Dr. Steinberg, I have a Talmud who I am. To my Talmud in Yeshiva, I even say his name, but maybe I won't publicize his name now. Someone very, very, very special. He went to University of Pennsylvania. He learned Mishnayos every second he could between classes. He would come back to Yeshiva to Eretz Yisrael every moment that he could. When he finished all Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, his whole family went down to University of Penn and made a scene with him. And his brother, who was a close Talmud of mine, told me that he's lost track how many times he's been Messiah Shas Mishnayos now. And now he's a very busy doctor. Between every patient, more Mishnayos. And now more halachas. Tmidus. Tmidus will allow a person to do great things in that world, the world of Mitzrayim, if you have those things that you hold on to. When we were talking to the guys about going into the real world, and I said to them, of course, when I went to Columbia, I ran into Columbia for graduate school, and I ran out. And to them it was like, what about all the nisyonos? It's not to say there weren't any nisyonos, but the issues that the boys describe, I don't entirely relate to. And I realized it's because my father never said a word to me. But my father sleeps, when he would go to work in Midtown Manhattan, my father, during lunch break, he ran away from the office. He would go to New York Public Library, the big, big New York Public Library in Midtown, and he had a pile of svarim. He would sit with a pile of svarim and learn. He had saved there during lunch hour. What, he's going to sit and eat lunch for an hour? No, he learned. He learned. Then he ran back to work, and then he ran home. And that was just like a davar pasha. I grew up with that. That was davar pasha. That to me was v'chulei. And my father, Bli Ayin Hara, today is close to 80. He's a masmid. Akadekach, the only thing he wants to talk to me about on the phone is learning. Just wants to talk to learning. Baruch Hashem. And finally, the last thing about Tzmidus is that it's supposed to become the perspective. Torah becomes the perspective of everything we do. It becomes mamish, that full perspective. We always mention Tesis and Brachas, where Tesis and Brachas on Daf Yud Aleph says that the reason why we don't make a new Birchas HaTorah when we come back home to learn after a full day of work is becomes the perspective that we look at the entire day. That's the way to fight Yavan. The way to fight Yavan is these three things. Ner Mitzvah and Torah are on the boundaries. Mamish on the boundaries. Tmidus, because that's what let Yavan in the first place. And therefore, even if a person, Baruch Hashem, looking at people who are successful in their Daf Yomi, successful in the things, but Nacha Tmidus. Something else that's going to be a Talmid. And then adds up. It adds up. You finish things. You begin to... And then finally, to be mechazik ourselves, that to look at everything through the perspective of Torah. And that's why it's the pinnacle in Chassidus and Kabbalah. Because it's skatzu malachim zeh, when Moshe Rabbeinu comes up, Mi'al al Amarim, who is this Bar Nash who's coming to take the Torah? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks him, do you have this Nisayim? Do you have that Nisayim? What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking about? The Shechinta? No, not Asara Tvachim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking about Lamata Me'asara, where there's an Irbuv, where there's an Irbuv of Yosef and Tzadik, when there's a confusion between whether it's Yosef or Antiochus. That is Chanukah, and that's the culmination of Avodas Hashem. Das Heis Chanukah.